In our final segment here with Farmer Greg talking permaculture, we have circular composting is what we're going to focus in on here for this last segment of, you know, I don't know, we get about 20 bullet points here we haven't even touched on yet, but you want to focus on circular composting.
Yeah, so I have what I call a regenerative composting system here at the Urban Farm. And it's circular. So basically what it looks like is I have a couple of neighbors that bring me food scraps. I collect food scraps on a weekly basis from the Duck and Decanter, the restaurant there at Camelback and 16th Street. And then we have our food scraps from our kitchen. And all of those food scraps go into a multifaceted, that's the word I'll use, composting system here at the Urban Farm that includes chickens. So the chickens will eat through what they eat through. It includes worm composting, and it includes traditional composting. And sometimes I even do black soldier fly composting. But every single one of those things is taking all that food waste and breaking it down to healthy soil so that everything eventually ends up in the compost bin. I harvest the healthy soil and I put it in my garden beds to grow more food that I then harvest. We cut it up in the kitchen, we have food scraps, and they start that process all over again. So that's a circular composting system that I've been doing here for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years at the Urban Farm. And it it makes for really happy, healthy plants.
And when you're picking up, you know, I know a lot of restaurants will do that. I mean, you're mm-hmm. not picking up what's come over off of somebody's plate as a leftover.
No.
This
Correct.
Is like I'm cutting the salad and the, you know, what do you do with the salad? You know, like a Roman, you know, picture romaine lettuce. You cut off the butt yeah. end
yep.
and that's your food scrap. You got your
exactly.
carrots, you cut off the fronds. You know, this is
tomatoes.
Or if
yeah.
you're peeling potatoes, it's the potato peel. It's I mean, this isn't what's left over on somebody's plate.
But that could, you know, that could happen. That is post-consumer waste, and this is pre-consumer food waste. And the other really cool thing about the duck program for me is that I get 5-gallon food-grade buckets, about 10 of them a week.
Very cool.
So,
and speaking of fruit tree program.
Oh, yeah. So we do the fruit tree education program starting in September every year. This is our 22nd year of fruit tree education, and then people can pre-order their trees. If you haven't pre-ordered your trees, we have some left over. You can go to fruittrees.org to find out, find the education and find our fruit tree list. But what we have done, or what I've done over the past 20 years is I've created education and systems for people to be ultimately successful with our fruit trees. So I run our fruit tree program kind of like a Christmas tree lot. People get their education and they pre-order their fruit trees. And then usually starting about the 14th of January, they come down to our fruit tree lot and pick up their fruit trees and their fruit tree supplies and take them home and get your fruit tree planted.
Go through some of the varieties that, you know, somebody
yes.
new to the desert or Arizona might not realize grow and do and are successful here.
This is one of the reasons that I started this fruit tree program is because you can go into most nurseries and every big box store and they will sell you a fruit tree that won't make fruit because it's not climate appropriate for Phoenix. So we bring in only climate appropriate trees, thrive here and make fruit.
I was saying, it's not like that they're trying to sell you something bad, but if you've never
exactly.
been here and you don't realize that, you know, Arizona goes from basically sea level at Yuma and you could be at 14,000 feet by the end of the day
yep.
On top of, you know, the San Francisco peaks, Mount Humphrey and Flagstaff,
yep.
there's a lot of zones in there. So they're delivering to a region much larger than what it physically is geographically when you land here.
So let me go over those different kinds of fruit real quick. Obviously, citrus works really well. Apples, there's two varieties of apples, Anna and Dorset Golden. There's two varieties of apricots, Katy and Goldkiss, do really well. There's about a dozen different kinds of peaches. My favorite, hands down, is the Desert Gold Peach. There's about four different kinds of plums that do really well. There's some pluaries, which are plum cherries, and pluots, which are plum apricots, plum apricots. And then pomegranates, figs, grapes, olives all do really well here. Jujubes do really well here. Yes, they're a tree fruit, not a candy as well. Trying to think what else we have. If you go to fruittrees.org, we have a 60-page catalog of all the trees and descriptions of them and like that.
And with the exception of the extreme hot month, July, a little bit of August, you could design on your property to be harvesting something every single month.
Yes. And it's really hard from about July 15th to about July, September, about October 15th. For about 3 months, it's just too dang hot. But the rest of the time, absolutely. Starting now, actually starting in November with citrus. So citrus will go through April, and some will go into May. There is mulberries that will show up. I didn't mention that. There's Pakistani mulberries and dwarf black mulberries that will knock your socks off. They are legal to have here. They're females. Then peaches, stone fruit, anything with a pit, and then apples through about the first week of July. And yay.
And then start the next season over. We can do a lot here, but we can't stop the clock. Farmer Greg, thanks for spending the first day of 2022 with us here at Rosie on the House. We look forward to seeing you on January 29th. We'll be talking about backyard livestock. Look forward to that one.
Oh, nice. We should bring Kari Spencer in on that one.
Oh, perfect.
All right. I'll reach out to her. She is an amazing person when it comes to backyard livestock. She's with the Micro Farm Project here in town.
Perfect. We'll look forward to it. Thanks again, Farmer Greg.
Have fun.
Urbanfarm.org.
Thank you. And fruittrees.org for fruit trees.